Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Dr. Richard Needle. I am a PhD nutritionist. I have a private practice on the East Coast in Atlanta, GA. And I want to welcome officially the people who will be listening not only tonight, but on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the rerun of this evening's program. So, ladies and gentlemen, tell your friends if they can't talk at 5 o'clock or listen at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that they can hear this same broadcast rerun every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so I'm very excited because this is opening up a vast audience that's in the evening hours who are working during the day or they're driving home and, you know, they're not at their computers. And certainly we are very blessed to have many people who work at home and they're at their computers at 5 p.m. And I'm sure they're delighted with that. So what I thought I would do for the new people who are listening tonight and for the new people who are joining us on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I would like to give a background as to what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, why I'm on this BBS radio station, why I feel it is so, so important to give people other choices for healing, and that we know about traditional medicine, we know about alternative medicine, and this evening we're going to learn a third healing practice that I have here in Atlanta that goes all over the United States and with clients and clients in Canada as well. So let's just run over and give a brief description and difference and why you will have a further understanding as to what I'm doing and the type of results that I'm getting. Number one, our traditional medicine, another name for it is allopathic medicine. Medical doctors, they are taught and they administer drugs and surgery. And so that modality is what's called healing and health, but is it really healing? I'm here to tell you this evening that it really isn't, and that our health care in this country, wherever it's going to go from here, will be managing a disease. It is not healing people. It is palliating or pressing down symptoms, but they're not removing the symptoms, and if that doesn't work, they are turned over to people who do surgery. The second modality, more and more people all over the world, in fact, we're kind of late here in the United States, where alternative healing has been taking place for many, many years, and it's certainly becoming more mainstream, just like organic food. You know, I've been in this field as a practitioner for 30-odd years, so I'd go back where people didn't even know what organic meant, and there may have been one or two items at the grocery store, if that. But anyway, alternative is using, quote, natural ways, unquote, of healing without using drugs and without using surgery. The treating is not really any different than what the regular medicine, allopathic traditional medicine is, except that it is treating with so-called natural ways and things like herbs, which, by the way, are natural medicines. And so we shouldn't be taking herbs ongoing. It's been my experience over these many, many years, because they may work for a while, and then they do their job, and people keep taking them, and then they have an adverse effect. So that's not so good as an example, but they're allopathic medicine, and the alternative acupuncturist, naturopaths, and I, as a holistic nutritionist for many years, gave herbs, vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, antioxidants, essential fatty acids. But folks, I have to tell you, most of the time I was guessing. Well, how can you say that, Dr. Needle, with all of the good research that we now have and the results that people are getting? How can you say that it's guesswork? I'm here to tell you that I work with a single person's genetics. I work with the individual blueprint of a client at cell level. And so all of my years of study have been tremendous in terms of understanding the human body nutritionally, not from drugs and surgery standpoint, not even the alternative standpoint. But what my program is all about, and we'll get into it in a lot more detail this evening, is removing the causes, of the sickness in the first place. None of the other two modalities do that. So you take an aspirin and the headache goes away. You feel better. Is the aspirin being stored in your cell somewhere, or being the body having to excrete it? Absolutely. Why? It's a foreign object. It's a foreign object. And unless it is from high vibrational food sources that are right for that particular person, whoever's listening tonight and both nights during the week, that unless someone really has an accurate way of bringing in the right foods, the right kind of water, and the right kind of supplementation that takes care of absorption and assimilation at the cell level. Well, that all sounds kind of neat, but is it done? No. I take people off of the most expensive, well-known, high-quality vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, antioxidants, the latest juices that are out there, acai juice and mangosteen, noni juices, when they don't work in the body and have a compatible combination. It's incompatible for their genetics. It may be good for someone else, but it's not right for them. And so they get loaded up on all of these vitamins and stuff, and are they really absorbing and assimilating? One of the classic examples of that is osteoporosis and prevention where doctors tell their patients you're going to you should take 1100 or 1200 milligrams, whatever it is, as of this month, that you should be taking to help prevent osteoporosis. Well, you know, I have friends, I even have some relatives who are either have osteopenia, which is early stages of osteoporosis, or osteoporosis in early stages. It hasn't been picked up yet by their physician because it's near cell level, and it can be even in early stages of cell level and still not picked up by the physician. So it's very important to understand that in my program, why, again, I'm on the air already now less than a year, 2 hours a week on BBS Radio, going internationally with this program, is that you need to listen up, and whatever is going on in your system, even if you don't know about it, but there may be genetics that are in your upline, so to speak, or in your family, and I run into this all the time, where there can be early stages of MS. I've had a recent patient with that, and mother had it, daughter doesn't have it, not necessarily every generation. But what the beauty of this particular program is that I'm able in early stages to either prevent or stop the progression of that particular osteoporosis or whatever it is, and reverse it in early stages. And so I want to give you, and I will be giving it more than once during this 50 minutes, I want to give you my office number. And during the business week, Monday through Friday, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure it's Eastern Standard Time, wherever you're listening from, that there is a free consultation for anybody out there who wants to know, are you healthy? My doctor says I have normal blood pressure with my drugs, and I have normal cholesterol with the drugs I take. Never mind the damage to the liver and the kidneys. Never mind blocking CoQ10, which affects the rhythm of the heart and can affect it drastically over years and years. Okay. Never mind that I'm forcing my blood pressure down to a magic number, but I haven't removed the causes of it. But in my program, if you give a person the right foods for their blueprint and take away the foods that are irritating them at cell level, and you know what, where it goes, guys and girls? It goes right to their predisposition. It's where that weakness is, excuse me, in their body, and most of the time it will show up, whether it's cancer or whether it's heart disease or high blood pressure or diabetes. And so to take a pill for that and take drugs for that, you're not curing anything. You are not curing anything. You are treating the symptoms. Why not do away with what's causing these problems? And then what happens? The body heals itself. Dr. Needle actually is not healing you. I'm giving you the right kind of water, the right kind of food that won't irritate your system And that eating plan that I give, it's 500 foods, it is the primary cause of sickness and disease in the body. It's the not all of it, it's the major cause of it. And so we think we know right. We think we should be vegetarians. We think we need more fish and chicken. Maybe, maybe not. But if you will call 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, between 9 and 5 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, I will be able to tell you, are you in the healthy zone? Are you in the neutral zone where you may be okay at this time, but there are things at cell level that are cooking and will guaranteed be a disease for you no matter what your age is? And I'm telling you, I have people that are 11 years old, and I have people who are 80 years old, and I cover the gamut. If something is very, very advanced, I would let the client know immediately, this is too advanced, and my program will not really do its work. I have to tell you, it is very, very rare that I run into this. I'm very blessed because the people who connect with me, number one, they're open. Well, where do you go for open people? How about BBS radio? You know, if it's mainstream, it's not on BBS radio. That's one of their themes. I think it's their major theme. And that's true. What I'm talking about is that there is a God-given blessing that I have with information that comes to me, and it comes through angels, and it really doesn't matter where it's coming from. What is the accuracy that is 95% or more, very, very high. Go to your doctor and see what his or her accuracy will be, or your alternative person. It's extremely high. It is a gift from a field called dowsing. This is how it's expressed to me through a pendulum, and the vibrations pick up. There was a very famous medical intuitive who a few years ago announced that she worked with physicians. Well, I don't work directly with physicians, but I'm really a medical intuitive, and I do pick up information and know what's going on in the body, and if it's cancer, the stages of it, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, if you are hurting, is it osteoarthritis, or whatever that pain is all about, we can do away with the causes of it, not just taking something for the pain. That's so critical, what I want to get over this evening to everyone out there. It has nothing to do with just treating it. Of course, when you remove the causes and eating the wrong foods is the primary cause, what's going to happen is that the body will start healing itself. And it's not overnight. You know, we're using phytonutrient therapy, fancy word for plant therapy, but there's no negative side effects, and it works over and over again. So I only work with people that I can help. I only give them for the first time in their lives, the proper protein, the proper carbohydrates, the proper fruit, the proper vegetables, the proper grains, dairy products, and do they apply to them? Is that right for their genetics? Some people, yes. Some people know. Many years ago, I still have this philosophy, I think it's wonderful to be a vegetarian for many, many reasons, including, you know, the latest green theme that is out there. And I was into this 20, 25 years ago. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I got very sick eating fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and grains. I was very protein deficient. I didn't know what I was doing. I was guessing. Sound familiar to anyone out there? Are you presently guessing? Of course you are, because you're not being accurately told, and to work with someone who can work with your genetics and your blueprint so that for the first time in your life, whether you are 11 or 80 or somewhere in between, you're going to know the foods that make you feel good and keep you healthy and the foods that make you sick and cause illness and cause all of the traditional diseases. You know, I will be 72 years old Monday, day after Mother's Day. My wife will be 71 in August. We take no medicines, no prescription drugs, no over-the-counter prescriptions or drugs or whatever that you can pick up on your own. We don't need them. It has nothing to do with anything else than that we don't need them. And that because we don't need them, we don't pollute additional pollution. We have enough to worry about and work with. But pollution from taking in toxic, high, synthetic, isolated chemicals. So the body looks at this stuff when it's coming in and said, I've either got to, well, it's got three choices. I'll go along with it because it's so strong, it's gonna make me treat a symptom in the body. Number two, it's gonna store it for a later problem and another disease, and then you're going to another doctor. Or you're going to have this particular chemical excreted and because it's a foreign substance. And so all of the principles, I've been through it all. But I can tell you our blood pressure, our cholesterol, our memory situation, balancing of diabetes and of blood sugar, we can go on and on. We don't need drugs because we do our specific eating plan for my genetics and my wife, Jackie. And if you were listening, anybody, over the last 2 weeks, I've had my wife, Jackie, on, and she's told her story. I'll just tell you very quickly that at 70, okay, again, she's gonna be 71 in August. At 70, she wanted some life insurance, and she was chosen for Preferred Plus. And any of you in the insurance business will know that that's unheard of. That is a miracle that somebody at age 70 would be in the highest category. The insurance agent that we have as a client was here recently, and she said, "My God, we don't even mention that to people. That's just not unattainable." Well, look, our genes are not that strong. Our parents and grandparents died in their 60s and early 70s, mid 70s. Maybe my mother lived to age 82, but she was brain damaged by psychiatric drugs, and that's the story of my spiritual development, and that I will tell, but not at this moment, and if I have time tonight, I might get to it, or next time. So, again, you have these choices. Why not call me at 1-800-653-1056, toll free, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. Make sure it's Eastern Standard Time. There will be a free dowsing. I will also, with your permission, and you want it, you give me your chronological age, and I will let you know what your real age is. What is the real age of this person? If you are close to your chronological age, I will be so proud, and I will let you know how happy I am for you. You will be a rare bird. And this is not to discourage you, folks. This is to let you know that I can help you and that you may be on a false belief system that you're healthy. The health that I'm talking about is at much higher levels. We are literally reversing our ages here. We're not doing away with aging, of course not. We all age, but we're slowing it up dramatically and healing, going way back to when our body was much healthier at whatever age we are. And so what happens is that you get healthier and healthier, and you decide how healthy you want to be. If you want to do 50% of the eating plan, or you just need to do really 75 or 80% typically to get dramatic results. And my program is extremely affordable. It is designed not to be how cheap it is. My goodness, it's worth thousands of dollars a year. It's worth thousands of dollars a year to know what's right for your body, what to eat for the first time that doesn't make you sick, taking supplements that you don't waste any money anymore with. Oh, my goodness. So 1-800-653-1056. You give me a call. There is no charge for that consultation, and I will let you know. For instance, a recent client, her mother died at 45 with MS. Her daughter, she brought in, is 11 years old with Crohn's disease. Can you imagine at 11 years old having Crohn's disease? Well, mom has the beginning stages of MS. The 11-year-old doesn't have MS, but has a genetic predisposition of eating the wrong foods for her body. And guess what? She's a sick little lady. However, we can turn it around. We can give her the right food, the right water. It's not an overnight process. But look at the alternative. Chopping the large intestines and then going back and shortening it again, the perforations in it. My goodness. Let's spare ourselves, folks, from this kind of stuff. We don't have to be facing guaranteed illness and wheelchairs. And, well, you know, what good is it to live a long time if you're not healthy? We were out with another couple last night. His brother is in his early 80s. He's very depressed. And I want to mention and give you a particular study that could very well be related to this. He doesn't get out. He's not in a nursing home. It's independent living. So they can't make him get out. And he's sitting all day in his room, and three times a week he comes down and eats and then he has somebody during the week that helps him with dinner and lunch. But you know, there's a big study that elderly people, older people, people younger than me, people older than me, who take at least 4 medications a day will definitely have counterindications. If you take 4 or more, or your mama, your daddy, your grandparents are taking at least 4 drugs a day, 4 prescription drugs a day, they're having problems that they may not be aware of. Certainly their physician is not aware of, but they may be very depressed and they're dragging around. And this is how my mother was permanently brain damaged and why I do this work, everyone, and why it is a mission for me and will be till I pass over. And so it's very, very important. Hello?
Yes, hello, Dr. Nero. How are you? It's Milena calling from Canada.
Who is this?
Milena. Milena calling from Canada.
Yes, Milena. Can I help you?
Yes, I do have a question for you. I did, I had a hysterectomy done about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they wanted me to put on hormonal replacement therapy, but I didn't want to take that just because I heard so many bad things about it and being related to breast cancer and stuff like that. But I do, like, have a lot of hot flashes that I don't know how to control. Like, is there anything
have a lot
like
of
that?
What? No, I'm sorry.
Hot flashes. Hot flashes and night sweats.
Yeah. How old are you? Are you in your 50s or 40s?
No, I'm 39.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm actually not even 39. I'm
a little early. Okay.
Yeah, not yet.
Well, let me tell you, I work with people, you know, first of all, with hot flashes and dizziness and not sleeping, sweating and all of this. And I never, ever tell people to take hormone therapy. Never. And
yeah.
Hormone replacement therapy, that particular system, it's not out right now, but it killed thousands of women, heart attacks and strokes in the United States for years. And after 10 or 15 years, they decided that, oh, my God, look what we're doing to these women. We've got to stop it. It's too many people are dying. Too many people are women are having strokes. And so what is the alternative now? Bioidentical hormone therapy? No, ma'am.
I was going to ask you about that.
Pardon?
I was going to ask you about the bioidentical.
I would stay away from it because the long-term research and my particular dousing information confirms it, that you are raising your risk of cancer. There are so many hormones in the body. When you go in and play God and start toying with these hormones, when you make something larger, something else is going to drop somewhere else. You're going to be out of balance. It's impossible. And they tell you that this is number one, natural, and it's only for you, it's customized, there is no way. And so why not bring the right foods in, the right water, okay, the right supplementation, and the hot flashes begin to go away, the sweating begins to go away, you start sleeping better, you start feeling better, no negative side effects, none. It doesn't happen, you know, in a week or two. Takes a little while. And some women, it happens quicker, the benefits than others. But I have taken people off of these hormones, even the so-called natural hormones. They're out there in herbs and stuff, and they may work for a little while, but But then they have, which I said in the beginning of this program, they have a reverse effect. They start having a negative effect. So if you will call me at 1-800-653, you have a pencil? 1-800-653-1056. I'll be glad to go in to a deeper consultation with you, and I'll check, you know, some of the organs, and I'll see what else is going on, and I certainly can help you. I've already determined that, and I told you I'd do that up front. I wouldn't ask you to call me if I couldn't help you, but it would be done naturally. I have many Canadians that are patients of mine. And what part of Canada are you?
Ontario.
Okay, sure. Yeah, plenty of them there. And so I'm glad to work with you. Is there any specific individual question beyond what you've been talking about that you want to ask now? Would you like to know if you're healthy?
Yes.
Okay. I have three quadrants that I work with. Okay. We have the healthy zone, we have the neutral zone, and we have the unhealthy zone. There's a reason you've called me tonight, and there's a reason that I can certainly help you. You are in the unhealthy zone. And so whatever's going on in your system, I will be able to pick up vibrationally very quickly, and we can start a program for you that we will remove what's causing all of these problems and bring in the proper supplementation, and the body will heal itself, and you will be helped for the rest of your life. You're finally going to know, well, what diet do I go on now? And, you know, do I need more protein? What's the best protein for me? Do I need a low-carb or a high-carb diet? All of that will disappear, because you're going to know what's right for your genetics. Your genetics. Nobody else listening tonight, none of your family, relatives, will be exactly like you. I will be able to, with the gift of God, bring in this information to you. But it is showing negative, and I would strongly urge you to call me during the week. I think you're on this Eastern Standard Time where you are, aren't you? Aren't you on the same time I am? It is now 20 minutes to 9.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on the same time zone. I thought so. So give me a call, 1-800-653-1056, between 9 and 5 Eastern Standard Time. And if I'm not there, I'll call you back, be with another a patient or something. I'll get back with you that same day for sure. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much for calling, and I look forward to hearing from you. There's no charge if you call my office, okay? I'm only here to try to tell you this is what's going on, and I can help you, and that it'll be your choice.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much, Dr. Nilo.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Thank you.
Good night. Well, folks, I'm glad this lady called in, because these are the typical things that I work with, and I've got so many exciting, different, positive results, and I tell people, it doesn't matter whether you believe what I'm doing, it just works. It just works. And so, if you're not happy with what's going on in your body, if you don't feel right, if you are concerned about taking medicines, and I want to give you another study. We talked about the seniors who take 4 or more medicines every day. They got problems with interactions and contraindications going on in their body. How about every single day in the United States, every single day, approximately 500 people, are dying from taking prescription medicines, listen to this, they are taking the exact dosages and the exact medicine that was prescribed to them by their doctor. 500 people a day die in this country. Is that what we want? You're certainly not going to get it broadcast. It's not going to be on CNN or Fox. It's not going to be on there. But here, every single day, 500 people are dying. And my mother, and I think this is a good time, I'd like to share this story. Over 30 years ago, my father had passed over, and I brought my mother to Atlanta. And I have two brothers here. There were lots of grandchildren. My mother was 78. She got here. She was depressed. I was in the corporate world. I took her to our internist. And at the hospital, they decided they would keep my mother for a week for examination. When the week was over, the internist said, "Your mother has a classic case of depression. She's been through the loss of your dad. She's moved here. It's a classic case of depression. Here's some medications. She's been taking them during the week. And let me know how things go." Brought my mother home. The phone rang in the middle of the night. She said, "Dick, I can't go outside naked in the rain like this." I said, "Mom, what did you just say? I can't go outside naked in the rain like this." I said, "I'll be right over." I go to my mother's house, and she's sitting in the living room, and she's sitting in a chair, and she's shaking all over, and her teeth are grinding and chattering. I call the psychiatrist. He said, "Take your mother to a specific psychiatric hospital and meet me in the morning." And so I called my brothers, and we were there the next morning. And my mother had been locked up in an isolation ward during the night because she was stealing bras and panties from the other women's room, underwear, and taking it back to her room. This was the woman of the year in South Carolina. Worked with the governor, the mayor, was an outstanding lady who gave so much to the community. And here she was being locked up in an isolation ward. The psychiatrist showed up, and immediately, both my older brother and I said, "We don't need your services anymore." I said, "Again, we don't need your services anymore." I then looked for a place for my mother, and I started in the nutritional world, alternative, trying to figure out what can I do to help my mother, who in a week had turned into a semi-vegetable, who recognized her sons and grandchildren most of the time, but not all the time. And my mother ended up 2.5 or 3 years later. She was really a zombie. That was the end of my mother's earthly consciousness. She passed over. And the diagnosis was that she had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Well, that's interesting. Here's a cancer that's going on, and what do? You treat the head, and you treat depression. Maybe they could have taken a hatchet and chopped her head off. The headache would have gone away. Anyway, as the story unfolds, I was invited to a wedding in South Carolina, Charleston, and I went to a hotel, and at 10 o'clock at night, I decided that for some reason, I'd go to the hot tub upstairs. I go there. I'm in the hot tub. There's a gentleman next to me. We start talking. He says who he is, and he is a physician from Harvard Medical School, and he is going around the country teaching the medical students and lecturing about drugging in the elderly. How about that, gang? Drugging in the elderly. I told him a little bit about my mother. He said, I want you to send her records to me back up at Harvard. I will be gone for about 3 weeks, and I will get back with you. 3 weeks later, he called. He said, you have a whopping lawsuit against the internist and the psychiatrist. You must exhume her body, but you'll be on Easy Street for the rest of your life. Well, my opinion was, after not a whole lot of thought, my initial reaction was, you know, go over, because I knew where this doctor lived, and just let him have it. And, you know, the anger was there, and it was there for quite some time, even though I chose to teach people and leave the corporate world, teach people to stay away as much as possible from cut, burn, and poisoning people into health, which is our traditional medicine. Let me tell you, there are times where we cannot do without these doctors. They do miracle surgeries, reconstructive surgeries. If you have a heart attack, you don't take a vitamin. Of course not. And there's many, many things that they do that we can't do without them. Most of the time, you don't need them. You will take health into your own hands. You will take health into your own hands. Don't just accept what's there. And my brother, way back then, I still know that mantra that sometimes rings in my head. And he said to me, brother, listen to the doctor. The doctor knows best. That's not true, everyone. That's not true at all. And I have proven it with myself, my wife, and all of the clients that I work with around the country and in Canada, that there is a better way, a very affordable way, where you don't get trapped into illness and sickness, that everyone around you, you know, I don't know of any couples that I can think of that I'm close to, my wife and I, that we see a lot, that at least one of them has cancer or had cancer last year or 3 years ago, different kinds. And so, you know, we're weird. We don't have any of that. And you can be the same way. You will feel better. You will have so much energy. You won't be wondering why you're hurting. If you fall and you are an elderly person and you need hip replacement, we don't. My wife fell recently, tripped going to, she didn't fall out, she tripped going into her grandson's pool area, and they had left a board out, and she didn't see it. She was moving real fast and tripped. Well, that's not imbalanced, but what happens is the body is so osteoporotic in most elderly people, once they fall, they're in big trouble. So what do? You get knee replacement therapy. I just looked at an obituary the other day, a man in his 50s who died during complications with his knee surgery, died of complications. A man in his 50s? That's absurd. That's ridiculous. It doesn't have to be that way. And like I said earlier, I'm not Mr. Genetic long-term, nor is my wife, yet we are not weird. We're not superhuman. We just follow this program and the eating plan and the water plan and the supplement plan and love every day of our life that in our early 70s we can be helping other people join us with that third choice that really, really works. And again, you call me at 1-800-653-1056, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will give you a free dowsing consultation. The lady that I just talked to, I didn't go in to her whole body and what I can help her with, but I will if she calls me further. I will. And she won't be charged for it. She'll know what she's up against. And I had a woman last week who heard me on our first Tuesday night program. And 42 years old, early stages of breast cancer in the right breast. If she went, and I told her this, if you go to an oncologist, do you think they're going to pick up stage 1.5 cancer? No. Too soon. They don't have the machinery that can pick it up that early. By the time they pick it up, folks, guess what? Things are pretty developed. Tumors are pretty large. And then the doctor will tell you, if they operate, we got it all. Well, they don't get it all. It's impossible because there's a spread, a metastasis of this, whether it's in the prostate that's removed and we got it all, or whether wherever it is where we got it all. It spreads everywhere. We'd like to believe what the doctor tells us, but it's not true. I pick it up all the time. And so, if somebody's got stage 2 and higher, I can't help them with that. I can't stop or reverse that higher stages. And so, it is such a gift. It's a terrible thing to tell somebody. It's not pleasurable for me to tell them. It is pleasurable for me to make them understand that I can help them, that I can bring back and get rid of that at the early stages. Thank you, God, that you came to me. Thank you, God, that you came to me. You know, I want to go back to my story of why I do this work, and I want to give you one more spiritual part and see if you agree with me. No wonder I'm doing this work, and it is a mission. What I am doing at 72 years old this Monday is a mission. Later on in my career, Dr. Atkins, when he was alive, the Atkins diet, was asking certain nutritionists from around the country to come up to New York for the weekend and visit and talk with him and look into using his methods of eating. And by the way, low carb is not for everyone. Hello? Look, you can guess what you think you need, or you can call me at 1-800-653-1056, and I can tell you what kind of eating plan is best for you. But anyway, he invited my wife and I, Jackie and I, up for the weekend. And I saw in the newspaper that Saturday night there was going to be a meeting. And at that time, this lady lived in England. I think she's up in the northeast United States. Gosh, I would hope that she's listening. She would incredibly be thrilled with what I'm talking about here. But anyway, this is Rosemary Alty. Rosemary Alty was doing a session in a church. So we go. I'm on the aisle. Wife's next to me. She comes down the aisle. She looks at me. Said, "Sir, would you stand up?" I stood up. She said, "Your mother is standing behind you." Oh, wow. I had really connected and read Rosemary Alty in earlier on, and I knew she was authentic. I wasn't doubting then, but I knew intuitively that she was very, very authentic. She said, "Your mother has two messages to give you. Number one, there's nothing you could have done to help her at that time. Number two, use your hands more." Whoa, use your hands more. Incredible. And what was it? It's all about the dowsing and the thousands of hours at this point that I've used. So dowsers, come to me. Don't try this on your own, like they say. Don't go home and try to do this, because if you will be using your own belief system, and that's a problem. Particularly, I'm working with life and death with different clients. So I'm about to sign off here. And again, one more time, 1-800-653-1056. Please call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's get well. Come on. Let's all get well. And let's do it naturally, affordably, and stay away from cut, burn, and poison. Good night. Love you. God bless.